sure could use a little good news today.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM present Feel Good Friday.
It has been 6 months since Susan Brinkman was elevated to Emporia's mayor position, and with Becky Smith already serving as vice mayor, Brinkman's new role marked the first time women have occupied the city's top two elected positions, something that's not lost on Brinkman.
All of the women who came before who were really outliers, we kind of stand on their shoulders, right?
Smith agrees. She says the city has had wonderful women on the city commission in years past.
Now, I've spoken to a few of them that are pleased that we still have plenty of female participation and stuff on the city commission. So there's a couple of them I look to for mentors because they've done it longer than I have even done it yet.
Smith says one of the most rewarding things for her as commissioner has been empowering city staff.
I see how hard every single employee works every day and they go above and beyond. And if we can give them an award every day, I would. So I've always wanted to tell them they are literally the foundation of how our city looks, how our city feels.
Brinkman says it's been an honor for her to serve all the city's constituents.
It's very important when I sit down at the table to be a voice for those who do not have a voice at the table, and that's probably the most rewarding thing.
Brinkman and Smith are helping to lead Emporia forward at a time when more women are in key leadership positions locally than ever. For Brinkman, it is an important time, especially for girls and younger women in and around town.
I think it's really important for all of the young women in our community to see women in leadership. So it's very exciting to serve with Commissioner Smith in the two leadership roles.
And Smith, meanwhile, sees a time where the current trend becomes the norm.
A lot of women have stepped up. A lot of the women have stepped up are that next generation that they didn't think anything of it. Isn't this the way it's always been? And they don't understand that the doors have been having to be broke down and the ceilings have happened to be broke.
That's Feel Good Friday for this week. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
Wow! I feel good.
Feel Good Friday from KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local.
I knew that I wouldn't.